Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Tracy Soren.
And I'm Jesse Jaws. Together we're Soren and Jaws. And you could be walking down the street.
Boom.
With pom-pom earrings in.
Boom.
And you got a little bop, a little bop, a little step to your pep, a little bop to your walk. And all of a sudden you look around and you go, I'm not a cheerleader.
No.
And I regret that.
Yes.
I like these pom-pom earrings. Why wouldn't I like being a cheerleader?
Come on.
It makes sense.
I think there's a soundtrack to that walk.
Honestly,
and
it's a little bit of pop.
It reminds me, that's what it
pom
is.
Pom.
As usual, have a wonderful guest.
We will not have bad guests. We refuse.
We refuse. Don't even come close to the recording studio.
Don't
if you're
come
bad guest.
Close.
So we have Ruby Karp with us, and if you guys don't know Ruby Karp, you're gonna know her, and you should get her book. She has a book. She has a book that just came out recently.
She's an author. If anyone's wondering,
she's a young lady and already has a book, so it's amazing. And her book is called Earth Hates Me.
Mm.
And she also has been doing shows at UCB for like her whole life, and she has a monthly at UCB East, the second Monday of every month at 7:30, called We Hope You Have Fun, and she's gonna be doing that show in LA. At UCB Sunset at 7 o'clock on December 26th. And guess who's on it? Nicole Byer's going to be there.
I didn't know that.
Loosely, exactly, Nicole.
And I love that.
So welcome.
Listen,
you know?
You can pull names.
Yes.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
We're going to be pulling names all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like we have to say...
The pom-poms.
Oh, well, she's wearing pom-pom
earrings.
That's where Jessica
got it. But also that you're only 17.
Yes.
That is my age.
I feel like all of that is so impressive. But then when you know that you're only 17, it's like, what am I doing?
Oh,
you know?
Oh, bitches be sweating right now.
It's everybody in perspective. If you were listening, you're like, this sounds interesting. Now you're like, what am I doing with my life? But stay with us.
She's going to give you, and if you're 17 and listening.
Ooh, if you're 17, which
then she's
I think
giving
that's
you
our demographic, if I'm being honest.
Oh, really?
Oh, 17
and
our moms.
58. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
That's our demographic.
That's like my demographic, too.
Oh, okay. God bless.
I think it's a wonderful demographic.
Me, too. It's like it's like the Gilmore Girls demographic. It's like young girls and moms.
Wow. Yes.
Right?
And I love that you used that and you said that. And do you watch... Marvelous Miss
Maisel. I knew you were going to say that.
No,
did you watch
that?
The whole thing?
I've been, because you like Amy Sherman, Amy Sherman Palladino.
You're right.
The one who wrote Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
She just got a new show that's on Amazon.
Oh my God, wait, really?
Girl!
And you're Jewish as well. So
I am
really,
very Jewish.
You're going to love
Thank
it.
Thank God you came here because
wait,
we just changed your
what's
life.
The name of it?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. On Amazon Prime.
It is. It's like four... Jewish women who are comedians. It's like just,
oh my God!
It's truly
my new show. This is my new show.
It is. I binge. I'm
not very powerful.
I go to bed early, and I stayed up till 2 a.m. to binge watch the whole thing. I watched.
Oh my God!
It all eight.
How long is it?
Eight episodes.
Oh no!
An hour an episode.
Yeah,
I watched the first episode a while ago.
Lengthy,
and then,
you know.
Oh, okay.
They're meaty.
Do you guys watch Black Mirror?
No.
Okay, so Black Mirror.
Okay, it's not that scary.
Black Mirror, it's like I need a taste and then I need 4 days off.
Oh yeah. Fully. There's like four episodes per season, but each episode is like a movie.
There's four
Doesn't
episodes.
Doesn't it make you
a
sick?
Season?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or six episodes. Like it's very, very, very short.
It's British.
Seasons. Yeah,
so
it's British.
Boom, boom.
British.
Yeah.
British.
No, it scares me, but at the same time, every time I watch it, I'm like, oh my God, technology is ruining us. It just like makes you think about really crazy concepts and about the future.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should watch. I was surprised. There is one amazing
Have you seen
episode.
Alias Grace?
I haven't watched
Don't
it yet.
Don't talk to me unless you've watched Alias
I haven't
Grace,
watched it yet.
Which is unbelievable.
It's Margaret Atwood.
Why? Oh my God,
my
really?
Heart, so it is my heart and my soul.
Do you guys watch The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, of course.
So good. So good.
This is like part two. This is like your Gilmore. This is like, I've just showed you part twos of things that you already love. That's what
oh
I'm
my
doing.
God.
I'm just showing you more of that.
I'm going to write
Alias
this all down
Grace
later.
Is unbelievable.
I haven't started it yet.
What's funny is a lot of people haven't, and I keep being like, people need to watch it because I need to talk about it because it's insane. I did research after, which is when you
is
know
it
that it's
yeah.
really
no,
true.
I love doing research.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Oh
based.
My God, why? What's
I
about?
Love that. Well, I can't tell you, girl.
Okay.
And also, it's like, we're a TV podcast now, and I love it.
Yeah.
But I do need to tell you have to watch San Junipero episode of The Black
Oh, I've
Black
already
Mirror.
Seen it.
Oh, then,
oh my
then you
God.
Watched
it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Of course.
Then that, I thought you saw it, but I was like, you didn't see Black Mirror? Okay. I think we should jump into the regret of the week. So.
Okay, but you know what?
Enough about TV reviews.
You know, I'm looking at my producer and he's steaming over there. Just kidding. He's not. He's doing nothing. And Alex,
he lets us do whatever we want. Truly, it's a gift and a dream.
So, if you're just joining us,
well, if you're just tuning in,
where have you been?
And how did you skip so far ahead? You just pressed 15 seconds.
So we do a regret of the week.
We do.
To start off, okay. Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
You want to do it?
I'm feeling hot and I'm feeling ready. So, fun fact about me. Mm-hmm. I love my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm a computer growl. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. I like to open it, look
AOL.
At it, read it. AOL. You name
Bing.
It. Bing. Solitaire. Yeah. So I'm on my computer. I'm at this place and this guy comes over and he was like, let me give you, I was going to try to take some footage and edit it. Mm-hmm. So he was like, well, let me just quickly give it to you. And I was like, sure. And he took my computer, okay? And something happened that it wasn't reading his whatever.
Hard drive.
And then he was like, I'm just going to try to get through without getting hot and heated. So then I look over and my computer, he's turned off my computer and he's like, I'm restarting it. Which, first of all,
I did not give consent.
Oh,
I did not give consent because I would have said,
you could have tabs open.
Listen to me.
He could see your photos on photo booth.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yes, he could. And I don't trust him, if I'm being honest. So I go, okay, you should have asked because my computer is sometimes weird. My computer was weird.
What do you mean when your computer got weird?
Okay, so my computer has like this weird tick where like if I restart it, sometimes it doesn't remember me. And it'll be like, sign in. I'm like, okay. And then it's like, no, sign in. I'm like, I am. Mm. We go through this thing where it's like a huge, horrible fight. So it did that. And then he was like, you know what? I'll just email it and leaves. And leave. Yes.
But that's going to take hours to download.
First of all.
And you showed up.
Well, first of all, I mean, he was dead to me when he left the room. And I said, do it yourself. I don't care about you. But the fact that you would stab someone with a knife, say, give me that knife back and leave, and not be like, is there a nurse on set? Like, is she going to be okay? I just ruined her computer. Shouldn't I feel guilty? And I let him leave.
Yeah.
That's the regret. I don't think words came out of my mouth. I think I went...
That's the lag time. That was a hit in the face.
It was lag time. I was lucky that I was with other people that were my friends and they stayed and supported me, even though my computer is still broken.
So what's the problem? I've now been to the
Apple Store two times.
The Apple Store is the worst place to get
help.
I cannot tell you how many times I have been to the Apple Store and spent like hours there.
I camped. I had a little tent.
It's a weekend commitment.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you go there at Saturday at 11 and you are there until Sunday at 9 when they close.
Oh, you're canceling plans.
They now make you because you can't even make a freaking appointment online. You got to go in to make an appointment. That's right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's because Apple owns everything, and they know it.
So you go in, they're like, well, you could wait 8 hours, and I'm like, should I leave? Like,
and you don't even have a computer to work on.
Right, so then I'm just chilling, and then, if we're going to Apple Store, here I go. So I get this guy to come help me at Apple. He's like, let me help you. I'm like, okay. Every time I fall in love with them. That's my thing, okay? I feel set up on a date with him.
Because
it's like, this is your Apple guy. I'm like, all right, here I go. And then he starts fixing my computer. And I'm like,
you're a genius.
I owe you something. How could I ever repay you? My firstborn.
Right, of course.
Okay? So I'm doing that. And I'm like, he's going to fix it. But then he has to leave. He's like, I got to go.
No.
Yes?
No.
Oh, he does.
No.
And I go, sir? Now, he's in his regular clothes. He's still sort of helping me. As he had to take off his... Yeah, they, like, wear the Apple gear. Wait, he, like, went up.
Oh.
It was a
Wait,
whole...
Wait, was his shift, like, over?
Over.
And he was like, oh, I'm in the middle of helping you, but I'm just going
to
leave.
He was, like, trying to help. He was like, everything should be... That's what they always
there
say,
was, like,
though.
Everything should be fine.
Everything should be fine. And then I'm like... But will it be?
No.
Answer, no. No.
Answer is no.
Answer is still no. I have to go back to Apple now.
This is crazy.
And it's because of that one guy who
I hope he's listening.
I hope he's listening too.
And I hope you realize you don't leave somebody in despair like
Listen
that.
Listen to me. First of all,
we rely on technology.
Yeah. 110 net neutrality. You know what I'm saying?
And you just don't touch other people's tech stuff and then break it and then leave.
And
no.
And then just abandon
them. You might as well pee on my phone.
Just pee on it then next time. That's easier.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I can't believe he did something without asking. That's crazy.
Unless I was in disbelief.
Unless you're a good friend. You know, unless it's a trust level, you know?
I never met him. First day I met him. And I've never, I can't even.
I'll say
speak
it.
To him.
Male confidence.
Yeah.
I'll call him, man. I'll call you. I'll put you all on a platter now.
Listen.
There you go.
I wish I
there
said
you
something.
Go. All right.
I regret that. Anywho, okay. That was
that's
me.
Your, that's your
here
girl
I
of
am.
The week.
Yeah, there I am.
So mine's a quick take.
Okay,
we've spoken about the MTA before,
take.
But I'm mad at myself. This is now mad at me. Because I was did a show, and I was speaking to my friend, and I was at did a show, and shout out to Bridget, and we haven't seen each other well, so we were really talking for a long time.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake to not check if the trains were shutting down.
Sure.
And
What night are we?
It was like a Tuesday at 10.
Tuesday at 10.
It was a Tuesday at 10, and I got to the train. She drove me to the train because she had a car and she actually drove
me.
Why
didn't she just drive you home?
Oh, because she lives all the way in Staten Island.
Oh, God.
So she very nicely drove me to the train, very, very nicely. And I got down, I'm not kidding, 10? Oh, no, I'm missing a part of the story. Yeah. I actually got there on time to the 28th Street stop of the NR. And the woman literally said, the MTA woman, everyone was like, it's not shut. I didn't even know it was shutting down. And everyone's like, why is this subway stop closed at 9:45? And I'm not kidding, the MTA worker went, they do what they want. That's what she said. And I was like, well, okay, great.
Well, thank you.
They do what they want. That she was like, I have no patience.
I've never heard it summed up better.
Yes, they do what they want. That's what she said. I was like, okay. So then I went to, she's like, go to 34th Street. Of course, I go to 34th Street. 10:01.
Done.
So then I'm walking. I'm going. I had to go to Times Square to take the 7 to the way
it's only
around.
Running in Astoria, of course.
Only running in Astoria. And I was a little mad at myself, too. I mean, they ended it early, and I was a little mad at myself because I didn't know what was happening at all, and I was talking to Bridget for an hour. And I could have left earlier.
Let me make you feel better.
I didn't know.
That happened to
there
me.
There were no signs.
You didn't know.
There were no signs. They just popped those things up.
Yeah, no.
And then, if I'm going to be honest, you know how they're like, we stop at 10?
Yeah. They don't.
That means that they stop at 9:15.
That's
exactly.
No,
it's a lie. It is all a lie.
Yeah. They do what they want.
They do what they want.
Yes,
and
Ruby.
Then the next week it happened again, but I was aware, and this guy on the platform lost his shit because it was like 9:53, and he was like losing it, yelling at an MTA worker who had nothing to do with it, and I was like, I get that level, but like reel it in. You know what I mean?
I actually, though, at Times Square, also stood at a gated pink thing, whatever, the pink ribbon.
Yes,
cross. And it said we couldn't take it. And I stood there for a good minute staring at it. And then I went, no!
Yeah.
No! And an MTA guy came over to be like, let me help you find your way home. Which I was like, I know how to get home. I'm just angry that this keeps happening.
It's very a story. We both have a story in it right now. It's
not
rough
my favorite
times.
Place.
It's a little apocalyptic in
even
terms
right
of
now.
Stuff. Right now,
I can't.
Right now it's bad.
Right now it
figure
is.
Figure out when we recorded this
now
podcast.
Now
from,
they're not even doing. It's like I don't even eeny meeny miny mo with them.
Yeah, no. I'll put a bag on a stick and walk home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I have spent so many times on a subway platform and in an Apple store. In fact. Just crying out of sheer frustration.
I understand that.
Like a baby who can't communicate. Yeah. Not saying you're a baby, but like
no,
that's
but
what
like
it feels
a baby.
Like.
I cry.
A baby.
No, but
my
that's
body
what,
cries.
No, but that's what it feels like to me. It's like I can't communicate.
How angry.
How what I
want
to say. So I'm just like, oh, I'll cry and you'll give me what I want.
Do you
know
how many times I almost cried in the Apple store? I went over, let me explain this, when I thought the guy fixed my computer, which he didn't.
Yeah.
I said, where is the manager? I said, I must tell my husband how wonderful my husband is. So I said, where is the manager? Found her. And I said, I need to tell you that your employee, I won't say his name
He
ended up being a traitor. Thank you.
Well,
I said,
traitors here today.
Was unbelievable. I said, he helped me. I said, I came in here almost crying. And then my eyes started watering. I went, and I'm so happy. It looks like I'm almost about to cry again. And then my computer wasn't fixed.
Yeah.
So I
then
wish
you,
I had saved
you wasted
that,
tears.
But she said thank you. Not a lot of people say nice things.
That's true.
So I felt
that's
good
true.
Until
that's
then.
True. Customer
I wasn't
service
happy.
Is tough.
Well, it's hard, but then you it's didn't tough. Fix it. So.
Yeah, so there
okay.
we go.
But
all right,
on.
So those were our regrets of the week. Woo! So now we're going to get on to Ruby. First, we just want to ask you a little bit about your book.
We just got
to
know.
We got to know.
Go for it.
What, like, I want to know, just like, this book is sort of, you said it was like a nonfiction, right? Mm-hmm. It's sort of self, not a self-help, but like a...
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I hate saying, like, it's a self-help book because it's not like a 10-step plan to recover. Like, it's not one of those things. But it is kind of a self-help in that, like, it's a memoir, but I'm not a famous person. So it's not like stories from my life when I was partying with Madonna. Like, it's basically, it's 10 chapters on what it's like to be a teenage girl. From my experience. So there's a chapter on heartbreak, feminism, friendship, family, all social media, all the things.
I mean, social media, wow.
Yeah, and yeah, how it impacts being a teenager today.
I can't imagine.
No, it's awful.
You gotta tell us about that chapter.
No, I will.
Just like a little tidbit.
So the thing is about social media is it gives this intense, like, sense of FOMO. And you guys fear missing out.
Of course.
And the thing is, it's like, it's gone from, oh my God, all my friends are hanging out without me, to, oh my God, I can see that all my friends are hanging out without me. And it's just, it's so, so toxic, and it creates such a anxiety-ridden environment. And not to mention, we're already under so much pressure because, you know, teenagers are like curing cancer at the age of 13 now, so it's so hard to get into good colleges because there's just so much competition and so much pressure from schools to like do well at SATs and do well on all this stuff. So it's just like so much anxiety all the time, and social media just impacts it. And basically I just tell little stories from my life, and then I just pull life advice and thoughts and just analysis from that and try and give advice based off of it.
So do go ahead.
I was gonna say, I hope that you say that social media is a lie. The whole thing is a lie.
No, yeah, exactly. It's like, I could look so happy on social media, but like, if you know me well, like, that's not the truth.
Or like, I'm running around between like a doctor's
and then
appointment.
I'm like,
but I got an
ice cream cone. It's like, I was getting a shot today.
Yeah. I got a shot, but I'm not gonna show that.
No, obviously.
I can't.
That is such an interesting perspective, just because we're, older.
Yeah.
And when we didn't have social, I mean, we had AIM and AOL.
Facebook at the end of high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I.
And I think I was like, college. I was like one of those kids that was like, this will never catch on.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
Well, because
hot take. Yeah.
When I went to college, Facebook was still just for colleges. That was it.
Yeah.
You had to be
the
in
social
college.
Network. It's a,
yeah, you had to be in
it's
college
a movie
for it.
To watch.
See, I haven't seen it
yet.
It
is,
you know,
a movie to watch. And I did watch that movie, and it was a good movie.
I love that movie.
Justin Timberlake. Remember that moment where everything flips and you feel sick?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember the moment.
That moment, I was like, I could get sick.
Oh, my God.
I really could.
Yeah. And Justin Timberlake could do it.
And
he really could do it.
He is, you know,
Justin.
He's multifaceted, I'll tell you.
Out of nowhere.
He's multifaceted.
Absolutely. And he was bad in his first movie, Model Behavior. And look at other people.
Really?
Haven't
I haven't
it.
Seen
he
it.
He was actually horrific.
I mean, yeah.
He had this one line I would
repeat.
He's
not a bad actor now, though.
No.
Not bad.
Not now.
He must have taken classes. Because I'm telling you, in Model Behavior,
the stakes,
bad.
He probably was like, the stakes are a little low.
Well, I think that he was like, I'm doing a good job, because he was trying to be. He's like the romantic lead. Obviously.
He was also
on the Mickey
ramen noodle
Mouse
hair
with his what?
Ramen noodle hair.
Wow. And I've never heard it that way, but that does describe it.
It makes sense. Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Ramen noodle hair.
Oh, man.
I like that.
Well, this book sounds awesome.
Awesome.
Even like for.
Thank you.
I want to read it.
It's not just for teenagers.
No, I want
to
read
it. It's for people to just get a perspective from, because so many people write about young people and are like, we know the teenage mind. And it's like, well, no, you don't, because you're not a teenager.
110%.
And it's also, I think we're a lot smarter than people make us out to be, because I think everyone loves to be like, millennial. I mean, not millennial. We're not millennials. We're Gen Z. But they're like, you're so lazy. And so you guys don't do anything. But it's like, no, we do a lot, actually.
I don't know. That's such
everybody judges everybody.
But we get
that
all the time. Yeah. The millennials get that all the time. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Also, like, we got so much student loan debt, we can't get our head above
exactly.
water. Like, get out of
just
my
calm
face.
Down.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, I don't like that. But I definitely think that, ultimately, truly, we are all always trapped in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So when you think about it, we could all use this now, because you better believe I'm in a high school setting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. But also, when you're in high school, your emotions are so heightened that it's probably the one time in your life where you're just feeling everything, and everything is everything's new, so everything's still exciting.
That's true.
Like, everything's so fast paced in high school, because it's like, you know, most of the time you go to school with the boys you like, or the this, or like you have a school, you have a test, and everything's like happening all at once. So there's so much like going on. So you're always just like, oh my God, this thing's happening and this thing's happening. And just like, it's, you're so kind of in touch with yourself to the point where it's like, oh my God, like you're even out of touch with yourself, because there's just like, you're just constantly thinking so much as opposed to just like having so much free time.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Listen, it's so interesting. It's, I love this.
I love this for you. I love, and this. I love this for all your
Earth
girls.
Hates me, guys. You gotta get it.
And I hope that you know that Earth doesn't hate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that she was gonna say it. I mean, we're here to tell you.
No, because no way.
No way. But you know, so everyone check out Earth Hates Me.
Yes.
And but we really wanna know.
But now that we've done that.
Now that we've done that,
let's do this.
We wanna know your
regret.
Okay,
we gotta know what your regret is.
Why are you here?
Okay.
Take us through.
I have a lot of, I try and live my life without any regrets. Mm-hmm. And the way I do that is by never taking any risks.
Is that your major regret? No, just
no,
kidding.
Yeah. No. And like, I wish I could take more risks or like do things that would lead to me regretting things. But because I'm in high school, I have so little freedom to do much that, you know, like I was thinking about this past week and I was like, did anything happen in this past week that I regret? And then I was like, did anything happen in this past week at all that matters? No, because I'm just trying to graduate.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I do have one regret, and or many regrets, but this one in particular. When I was a freshman in high school, and I don't know if you guys remember how big a deal age differences are in high school, they're a big deal.
Yeah.
Like freshman to sophomore is a big deal when you're a freshman.
Yeah.
And when I was a freshman, I had a huge, huge crush on this one sophomore boy. And I was like, I would do anything just to get him to talk to me. I pretended to want drugs so that I could talk to him. Yeah, no. I was like, hey, do you by any chance like know a drug deal? Because I knew that he and all his friends like love doing drugs.
Oh yeah, that's a catch.
Like, no. Oh my God. Yeah. It's great.
Gotta get him.
Well, also the thing is about living in New York City is that kids grow up really, really, really fast.
Popping, so like smoking. Yeah.
The like so-called popular kids are the kids who like do all the drugs.
Yeah.
And when I was a freshman, I was like, this is how to do it. This is how to get him to like me. So that like kicked it off because he was like, oh, she's cool because she does drugs, which I like never contacted his drug dealer. But
no, why
I
would
like,
you?
Good
call.
Yeah,
drugs
good call.
Are bad.
but that got us to like start texting, and I was like, this is it. Like, this is
such
how
a
it
smart
goes.
Move.
Thank you.
I know it's like drug dealer, but like, you got in, you
know?
Yeah,
no, oh but like, God. I got his
Not
number.
That I'm like, if you're listening at 14,
I would be like, I would love to eat cocaine. Where can I do that? Yeah, they'd be like, what?
But, exactly. I was like, this is a perfect way to get his number. We started texting from there.
Perfect.
It was great. So then one day, and then I started becoming friends with his friends. It was like,
you were in with the drug crew.
Oh, yeah. And all my friends were like, oh my God, Ruby, you're so cool. Like,
wow.
Like the cool boys, all this stuff. It was really happening. And then one of his friends, my mom like went to LA for like a week.
Yeah.
And I had like told one of his friends like, oh yeah, my mom's away for the week, so like I have to like go home to like take care of like my dog or whatever. And they were like, oh, your mom's going away. And I was like, yeah, like my mom's going away.
Here we go.
And they were like, we're dropping acid on Saturday.
Whoa, sorry, wait.
No, don't worry. The story does not end with me dropping acid.
No. I'm just, they're how old dropping
they
acid?
They are 15. They are 15 years old.
I thought they were
also,
like maybe smoking a little reef.
Guys, do you say drop acid? Is that what you say to drop acid?
It's like a,
yo.
Yeah.
I would be like, see, that's what I'm saying. Oh, my terminology would be off. They would catch me a mile away. But they were dropping acid. And they were
15.
Like, can we dribble, dribble, drop at your house, girl?
Yeah.
15? No, yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
I was a nanny.
Yeah. I thought I
not
literally.
Not under my roof.
I thought you were talking, they were packing a bowl or two.
Oh, no, they do. They do that too. But this particular day was
acid, my God.
Acid, yes. And
they
I
have nowhere to go but down.
No,
yeah, doesn't acid change you forever or something?
Yeah,
it could.
Yeah. You're supposed to like have flashbacks for like years after you do it. But I didn't know any of this. Like, I literally did not. I like knew what acid was, but I didn't know that it was like a big deal thing. I just was like, all drugs are the same.
Yeah, of course.
So they were like, can we like come to your house? And I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
Because
I had never hung out with them outside of school. And I was like, this is my chance. Like, I'm going
to.
They're going to like me now. Yeah. Like, I can. They'll want to date me, which is like weird because that's just not how it works.
You know what? Yeah. I get it. We all get it. And we've been there. But then I think when you grow up and you realize, because when you're younger, you're like, I have to trick him into realizing that I am like his
a person.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
And then when you're older, you're like, and also if he doesn't see that, like,
yeah,
I'm
take
not
it
working
if he doesn't see
to
it, then,
make
like,
him
that's over.
Like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But
when you're younger,
I hear
it's
the terminology
different.
And I say I remember the
it's
days.
Different. It's
oh,
different.
Yeah. So he brings like four of his friends to my house.
Great.
And I was so excited. And they walk into my like apartment and they're like, hey, what's up? And they're like all kind of acting a little weird, but not like super weird. And
already
I was like,
acid.
They already dropped it.
And I was like, okay. Like I also didn't know that they would all be on acid. I thought it like maybe like one or two of them would like, I like didn't realize that acid was like acid and they were doing it. I thought it was just like, oh yeah, like we're thinking about dropping acid. And then they come to my house and they're like, Ruby, your dog is so soft. And I was like,
We're both spoilers.
So
we're spoiler alert.
Here we go. So I'm just going to tell you about what happened to each individual boy.
Great.
Because
wonderful.
It's
wonderful. This is really
that's
a journey.
The best way. Oh, it's a journey. So one of them.
Yeah.
He went into my bathroom. And he was in my bathroom for maybe like 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, like that's a long time to be in the bathroom. So I was like, I said to one of his friends, I was like, hey, can you go make sure he's like alive? And he opens the door to my bathroom. And this kid runs out of my bathroom in only his like tidy whities.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God, where did his clothes go? And his like clothes were like in my toilet and there was pee like all over my bathroom. And I was like, what's happening? And then he like tries to like jump out of my window, and I live in an apartment building, and like breaks the screen on my window.
No.
And then I like, and then like his friend like
what
pulled
floor?
Him. Ninth.
I'm losing it.
I know.
I'm already losing it.
No. Get ready.
Oh,
and
God.
So my friend, this boy like pulls him out and is like, nope, you're not doing this. He takes my snow globe collection, which is like 200 snow globes, throws them all on the ground, like knocks them off the table that they're all on. And I was like, well, this is really happening
did
now,
they
isn't
break?
It?
No.
Oh, yes, they all like they all broke. I know my snow globe collection. I was so sad.
This piece of shit.
I know this.
Oh,
I know.
I can't.
Oh, this isn't even the worst one. So then he runs out of my apartment, and we're like, oh my God, he's off. He like runs down the stairs of my building, out of my building, climbs onto the scaffolding outside of my building, and like is like just like climbing it and like throwing trash cans on the ground. Someone calls the police slash ambulance.
Rightfully so.
My doorman now fully knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Like my doorman's like, that kid is on drugs. He goes to the hospital. So one's already gone. One is off. Now here's the others.
Without his clothes.
Oh, with no clothes. I have his wallet. I have his belt. I have his pants. I have his shoes.
His medical card.
I have literally everything. So that was one kid. Another kid got very, like, hyper and was just a lot happening. And then he was like, okay, I'm going to leave. And I was like, okay. But and this was the kid I really liked. This was the kid. And he had a girlfriend, too. But I didn't, like, care. Because I didn't, like, care in that, like, I don't care. Like, let's do. I just, like, wanted to, like, hang out
be
with
around
him, like,
him.
Be around him. Like, I didn't, like, my goal was not to get with him or to make anything happen. It was just like, oh my God, we're hanging out. Like, this is so cool. But the whole time he, like, was trying to like make moves on me, and I was like, no, you have a girlfriend, I feel bad, like I don't want to do this. And then he was just like, I'm leaving. So he left, and I was like, okay, bye, it was nice hanging out. And then he
what a good hostess.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like, take a clementine on the way,
like, have fun. And then the next morning I get a call. And I pick up and I'm like, hi, hello. And the man on the phone goes, hi, this is blank's dad. What happened yesterday? And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, he's in the hospital right now because he woke up blacked out, mugged, like with no money, black eye on Roosevelt Island. How did he get there?
Like, I don't know.
And he woke up with no money, no phone, a black eye in the hospital because they found him like out on Roosevelt Island. This is the guy I liked. And I was like, I have no idea how he ended up there. He was at my house and then he left. Sorry. So that was him. And then another guy just spent the entire time sitting on my couch just being like, this is so nice. And then okay. another.
I kind of like him.
Yeah, okay. And I was like, and I was like,
like him.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, and I was like, and he was helping me kind of because and then another guy, and this is the last guy.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, my mom's showing them a photo of what he looked like. He sent me this photo of him with the black eye, red eye, and
what
everything.
What happened?
Yeah. So then, and then another guy just turned into like a baby. He like needed me to like feed him and like tuck him in. It was very weird. So that happened. Want to know why? What? Because the boy who gave them acid, the drug dealer whose number I got, gave them all three tabs instead of one.
And they're 15.
And they're 15 small, scrawny white boys.
So they took three.
Did they know they took three, or was it
they
like
didn't
three
know.
And one?
It's like, it was a, like, it's, like a it's, Listerine. It's, like, it's a Listerine thing.
It's like
so
a
like you don't know how big it is,
and you like put it on your tongue.
Yeah.
Right.
That's yeah. No, that's
never
exactly
done
what it is.
So he didn't.
So
tell
they
them
didn't.
It was
he
three.
Didn't cut it right. Yeah. So they all accidentally took three tabs of acid instead of one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm pretty sure when you take acid, they're like, find a spot to stay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Build a tent.
Well, they thought that was like going to be my house, and then they all just.
But then why would they have taken it and come? Oh, already.
Also,
I'm like you were
rude.
On the move?
Rude.
Yeah.
But
rude.
Also rude.
Second of all, rude.
Rude.
Yeah, rude.
You, if you're going to be the acid den.
Yeah, my I am
yes.
the crack den.
Right.
Yes,
then you
girl.
Need to know some
it.
Acid. You
in
need
my
to
crack
know.
Den.
Yeah.
It's one acid
yeah.
pill at a time, boys.
You need to know. If you're going to be.
The acid den. Yeah.
And the snow globes.
Right.
And the snow globes.
It.
You need. And the window.
Not at the window.
Oh my
the
God.
The window.
As soon as the window happened, I'd be like, everybody out.
Yeah. Not that.
I was losing
I
my mind.
Lose it. I would
oh.
lose it.
I was so scared. I was so, so, so scared.
And not that, like, you know, listen, people make choices. If you want to do drugs responsibly, I don't know. I've never done that.
When
but
you're an adult,
when you're
I'm
an adult,
say when you're an adult,
when you're an adult, and you
hot
could
take,
absolutely,
I am.
When
yeah.
you're an adult and you can make a choice,
yes.
and it's not going to spiral you into a life of, you know, and because people make choices, whatever,
oh,
but you have to make. There's a contingency plan.
Absolutely,
yeah,
there's
fully.
A plan,
and you have to tell everybody that they're involved.
Yes,
it's,
absolutely,
you can't,
100%.
This isn't puff puff pass where you'll be fine. You know
no,
what I
no,
mean?
It's
not puff
all.
Puff pass. Which, by the way, some people. Do get paranoid, and
of
then
course.
And then you got to talk them off a ledge.
Yeah,
somebody's got to be the one that knows, and like people, you know,
yeah, somebody's got to be chill. And
someone,
uh-huh.
and
well,
it can't be
they,
you.
They wanted me to be like
you.
The. I didn't know that I was like the mom acid the acid
no,
mom.
Who would know?
But
I'm sorry, you were 14 at the time.
I was 14.
Come on. Even at 30, I'm like I don't want to be.
I don't want to be the acid mom.
I don't want to be the. I'm 30 though. I'm like, leave me alone.
No, yeah,
I'm not here. And 14, you don't have the consciousness to. You don't have. I don't have the consciousness to deal with that. If someone broke a window at my own party.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I do.
Is,
I do.
The thing
but
is,
like,
I would lose it and yell. And I feel like when you're
help.
Young, it's like.
Well,
the
I also like
you
I
lie,
idolized them.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just like it was this like whole situation
taking advantage.
Did they drop?
I said.
Were
it.
You like no more, or did you still like him?
Oh my God. So after that, I was just like, nope, I am literally like, I'm never taking anything hard drugs ever.
Good.
Like, I'm
that's
never
good.
Doing
well,
that.
Well, that was your
like
little
that.
Moment.
Oh yeah. It was a nice
we
wake up call.
We have some of those. We
yeah.
do.
Some of those. The problem with that, those boys was that all of my friends were like friends with them after that, except for me. Cause after that I was just like, nope, I really don't, feel the need
good
to
for you.
Be around
yeah.
you. But then, yeah, and then the rest of high school was just a little weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is high school.
I think they were probably also very embarrassed. Maybe not consciously then, but subconsciously. Like,
subconsciously, probably.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
I hope
the boy who peed everywhere and left his clothes was embarrassed.
I hope.
That's what I hope for him.
I hope, but you never know.
It could be a story.
I was stage managing my school's musical, and they were all on the tech, like on the tech crew for it. So I was the person backstage being like, okay, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And the whole time they were like, hey, Ruby, remember when we did acid at your house? Like, Ruby, do I need to listen to you and stuff? And they like would give me such a hard time.
I was like,
excuse me, I saved all of your lives.
You ruined my snow globes.
Yeah. They're trash.
And you ruined my relationship with my doorman.
Yes. Oh, I can't.
Which is sacred,
Did you bring it back?
No.
Let me say something. I've never had a doorman.
Me either,
I have fallen in love with every doorman of my friends. I will say that. I have fallen in love.
No, they're great people. Yeah. So great. And like, I mean, really important.
And again, it can be a thankless job.
Very thankless.
You know what?
I'm a gabber, though. So I would thank them. But well, did you get it back?
At Christmas, they get a good bonus.
What happened?
I almost got his name back. And then he, I don't know his name. He's
very important.
He left the job. His name's Jonathan. He left the job. I don't know where he is now.
He was like, I'm done.
But he was like, I don't need this anymore.
Maybe he was like,
blame.
I'm done.
Well. He was like, yeah, someone open my door now.
Yeah. No, yeah.
110.
100%.
Those boys are children, obviously. Yes. They were literal children. Yeah. But they were even more so children. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
To be like, do I have to listen to you? Yes.
Yes, you do.
Asshole. I have the title.
The hierarchy of a
the
play
theater.
System.
Yeah.
The theater.
I can't believe that. Did that at all scar you in any way?
I know, you know, like hard drugs.
But like, or how did your mom, like,
my mom laughed. My mom thought it was really funny.
Good, sweet, sweet.
Because I called my mom like crying and I was like, Mom, something's happened. And my mom was like, oh, I knew this. Because I told my mom, I was like, oh yeah, they're coming to my house and they're doing acid. And my mom was like, what? And my mom, and like, but she didn't like.
That's a relationship I like, though.
Yeah.
She didn't like really care. She like knew. No, she cared, obviously, but she was like, she was just like, okay, just like be like, make sure that everything's safe. She just like, she, okay, I'm making my mom sound like a bad parent. She cared and knew, but also knows that I'm really responsible.
Yeah.
And like, knew
and
that
weren't
I
weren't dropping it.
Yeah, exactly. So she knew like I myself would be fine, and that's all she really cared about.
Yeah.
These boys
are the drug boys.
Yeah, they're the drug boys. It's funny because like they would find ways to come in and out of my life all throughout the rest of high school, because like I stopped being friends with them, but then like we would always like I would see them around at different parties, and then like just for different things, like we would all just like find ways to like be at the same place at the same time, and it was always a little weird, but like also they did so many more things than just acid, I think, all throughout high school, that it honestly that no. one experience was like a laughing matter. But for me it was like, nope, that is scarring and I will never do that.
That's so crazy.
I can't.
I feel like I can't.
I actually
didn't. They didn't,
cannot.
Did their parents
understand?
Right. No. We. Yeah. No. We don't.
I can't.
I was never. You know. In the.
It took me a.
In the drug.
I didn't even drink until.
Till college.
College.
Yeah.
And I. Yeah. But
and
you
then,
know.
I really didn't start like smoking weed or anything until like recently. So it's I'm not.
Well, first of all, everyone, you know, your own journey is your own journey.
Oh, yeah.
But
we should be feeling bad, because like you should not be doing acid at 15 years old.
I couldn't have handled it.
You shouldn't be doing it, honestly,
but
at 45
in the morning.
Yeah. But also like the thing is I'm growing up in New York City, and like I also do talk about this in the book a lot, like growing up in New York City is an experience in its own.
Oh yeah.
Because kids in New York City grow up so fast.
You can't be here then. Yes. No, I mean, I would say no one should be here.
I think even I will say I grew up in Queens. I think Manhattan is even a
Manhattan Manhattan is its own world.
Its own beast.
Yeah.
I mean, because like Queens is different than Long Island, whatever, but like Manhattan, it's even quicker.
No, because they're like, I don't live.
Because you're taking the subway, you know. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I nannied children, and I hope that isn't true for them.
No, yeah. Well, because
I fear
Manhattan.
For
it's, you know, we're talking about Gossip Girl here.
No, well, I mean, I don't go to private school. Not you. Yeah, I also don't have like a big house, but like the kids who live in like Tribeca Lofts, like those kids are like Tribeca is its own like thing. Like, there are just there are social circles of the city that are just so their own craziness, and the way people in New York socialize, it's just we're growing up around so much culture and just so much is happening at all times around us that it's just it's so different.
Yeah. I think it's distracting the same way going to college in New York City I think is distracting. Like I feel bad for people who go to school, college in a city because they're not getting that campus, that feel
unless
of like
being unless that's what you want it. Yeah.
Unless that's what you want. But the thing is, you can always live in a city. You can never go back to college.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I get it. It's what they want. They'll probably live in a city.
I think a lot of kids who lived in like the boondocks always had the dream of going.
That's
to,
true.
You know what I mean?
I just think because I
grew up
hard.
Here, I was like, I want a campus.
Well, I grew up here, and I'm like, I can't survive on a campus.
Interesting.
I'm in the middle of. I like literally find out about my top choice college like in
where do
like
you
2 days.
Go? You
Emerson. Stop it.
Emerson.
Yeah.
Oh, I know a lot of great people that
I know.
Went
that's
there.
A good program.
But it's in
for
program.
Theater?
I just said
no for comedy.
Oh, sorry.
Literally said program.
I didn't know they had a comedy program.
Yeah, they did. That's why.
Program.
Oh yeah, program. I just I was like the comedy.
No, the comedy program.
I did not apply. I only applied to maybe 2 or 3 campus schools because my thing is I used to go to sleepaway camp and I would.
Which, oh, sorry.
I went to Frenchwoods.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I went to Camp Rochelle's Village. Was it a Jewish camp?
It was pretty Jewish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every camp's pretty Jewish.
Every
but camp's
some,
pretty
some
Jewish. Are
Jewish. Yeah,
camps.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
No, the thing is, like, I almost died. And I would only go for like 6 to 7 weeks to camp.
Yeah.
Oh. And I know it's very different than what college would be.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It certainly gave me a sense of like, this is like all that there is here. And like, how do you like it? And I need to be in a city. But I just can't.
I also have a question for you. You started doing comedy very young.
Yes.
So it's not like, you know. You've been on stages since you were a kid, so like you need to be near stage.
Exactly, that's also
you know what
I
mean?
I can't disappear for 4 years. I need to continue.
Right, and most people with college where you start to go on stages.
I mean, yeah,
I mean like comedy wise.
Yeah, I mean.
You got it. You got
I,
it. You,
I,
you,
I just
you,
I
you
can't.
Had it.
I can't.
You had
even,
it.
The thing is, like, I can't imagine going to school for comedy.
Yeah. Why?
I can't.
Well, okay. It was an option for
the
us.
The way the way the program works is you take classes in writing for television, sketch, improv, stand up. Like you take literally cover all of the comedy bases. I know.
But it's
That's so cool.
Well, cuz the thing is
and
I was
the
like
the fact that your parents have agreed to
I mean
to let that.
But they Homegirl's got a book at 17.
Well,
my
thing,
we have to, you know, I think
it
your
was
experience.
Different for me. It was different for me.
Your experience
the thing
different.
Is, like, I know what I want to pursue, but I know that that is comedy, so why would I go to college and major in, like, English and just, like, waste $60,000 a year?
100%.
Like,
wow.
If I know I want to be a comedian, why would I not major in comedy?
100%.
You
get an amazing,
sense.
Get a great
you
portfolio, and then, and just
oh, yeah.
craft and, like, be around other comedians. Like, that's just, like,
you must.
For 4 years.
Well,
like,
now you must.
If that opportunity is there, like, I'm going to take it.
Where
course.
Is Emerson?
Boston.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's in Boston.
And
I
will
that,
say,
but I know some
improv,
great people.
I've seen improv Boston, and when Improv Boston came to DCM like 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. they were one of the best troops I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to go see their show, I was like, solid.
I believe mm-hmm. Boston University has the longest running like soap opera on a campus.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. See?
Boston's a
Boston's
big college.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's a college city.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh,
there
that's
are a ton.
Good too.
There are a ton.
Wow.
I mean,
so, ooh. And where else did you apply?
I only applied to 6 schools. I applied to.
Applications are expensive.
I actually did not pay a penny for a single application.
Oh.
FAFSA. Yeah. Yeah. Single Bob. Single unemployed Bob. We're milking it. But yeah, I applied.
Like, hey, you know.
I got into Columbia College Chicago, which for comedy, which is like another comedy school in Chicago. Oh. So convenient.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know.
That's
good.
That's good.
I know. Chicago's a big comedy city. Emerson, which I find out about this week. And then I've four schools that I find out about in March: Yale, Brown, Wesleyan, and Northwestern.
Homegirl.
Damn. I won't get into any of them.
Damn.
But we find out in March.
Listen, not a lot of people apply with a book under their belt.
That's what I'm
okay.
saying.
I did ask at 10 or 9.
But
fuck
they don't
that.
They don't know what that means. They're Yale. They're like, we
they
no,
know what a book means.
No,
they know
I disagree.
What a book means.
I also disagree because
they know about books.
They know books. No. I disagree because in a lot of these writers' rooms there's the Harvard mentality.
Harvard Lampoon.
Yeah, and
I didn't apply to Harvard.
It's the
good.
Academia.
I mean, actually,
but
I
like that's the
anything.
Whole thing of like the white male academia
yeah.
comedian,
yeah,
and you know the not,
the
you
not,
know what I'm
yeah.
saying. So I think that Yale and Harvard have this as I would assume
yeah.
that this understanding. Not Harvard. I know you didn't apply for Harvard, yeah. but like Harvard definitely.
Well,
has
I didn't
that.
Apply to
well,
Harvard. Just
a very good theater school.
Exactly.
Well,
that's
yes.
why. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't apply to Harvard because I was like, there is just no way in hell that I could get into Harvard. But the thing
and
is,
I don't know if their theater program is that
exactly.
good.
Exactly. And the thing is about Yale is like, I don't think I could get in just because it's just so impossible, and my SAT scores are not good enough to get into Yale.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like they're a liberal school and they have really great theater and they have really great
yeah.
comedy too.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe they'll be able to see past a bad SAT score
and see a book.
You know what? Can I say something? And I'll
Listen.
Say it to the day I die. At 30, I'll also say, "Fuck the SATs."
Thank you.
They're so goddamn
so
stupid.
ATs.
They're
guys,
ridiculous.
I'm not good at test
no.
taking.
That's number one.
Number one.
It's for people who can memorize. And I
Absolute.
Was and I can, I'm horrible
yes.
at tests.
It's not right.
At
it's not
test.
Right. Anyone creative?
It's anyone
not
creative
right,
is bad at test taking.
It's not right. I got the same score twice, and I did not do well.
Same. I got the same
bad.
Score three times.
Bad. Yeah, no.
three.
And,
and
like,
I studied
I
so
this?
Hard.
See, I always thought it was
it's
bullshit.
Right.
So I was like, I'm never going to use these words. Also, it's very classist, and it's very there's a racial disparity because. If you're wealthier, you can get a fucking tutor to like help you till the
but
day you die.
I had a tutor and it didn't
help.
No, I had a tutor.
I had a tutor.
It didn't help
yeah.
us. I'm just saying, like, if you start from when you're really
right.
young, whatever.
Oh,
I had a tutor. I cannot remember her name, but she was blonde. That's all I know. It's
she
trash.
Was blonde and boring.
Boring. Truly boring. I remember my other tutor's name, Esther, and she had these amazing pencils.
Listen, shout out
great.
To Esther. Love
you
the
know
pencils.
Pencils.
Yeah,
Esther.
I hear you.
But SAT tutor could not tell you.
No,
because it's crap.
Exactly.
And you guys are now marked on a different way than we were.
Yeah, but it's like
it's an
still,
essay.
It's
an essay.
I
right?
an
no,
essay.
No. Essay's optional.
So wait, what's
I'm leaving.
So what is the
what?
Free?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
would anyone do it?
Exactly.
I would never.
Well,
what,
so,
wait,
a
what
lot of schools
of?
Require it. Ugh. So the way it works is the SAT now is four sections. It's one reading comprehension. So it's like you read
That's
and then you like answer
Lord.
Questions about the reading, which is stupid because when it comes to reading, everything can be argued. Oh. My God.
Don't worry.
You know, the lights turn off. It's fine. It's a ghost. Go ahead.
It's fine. when you're reading, you can actually, like, make a case for every single answer. It's just like, what's the best answer?
Well, that
but it's like,
subjective.
Shut up.
Absolutely.
Shut up. Exactly. And then the second section is placing, like, the right words and, like, commas in the right places, which is like...
No!
Yeah. It, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, one of those.
No.
And then it's math, and it's just, like, multiple choice math, and then it's open response math.
What the fuck is
I'm
open
sorry.
Response?
So it's like they don't give you multiple choice. They just like give you math problems and then they're like answer these.
Wow.
No, I hate it all. It's
See,
all crap.
I did like
it's
the
all
math
bullshit.
Section. I did.
It's
I'm
well,
just
that was
bad.
My only saving
yeah,
grace.
I did better
reading.
At math, which is
yeah,
surprising.
Yeah, me too. Weirdly.
Weirdly
enough.
I was a writer. Yeah, better yeah. at math though. Weird.
Which is funny because like I am a writer and like I did better on the math than I
yeah.
did on the reading.
You literally have a book and you're taking
because,
this fucking test.
Because just like you're saying with math, there's a right and a wrong answer. With the reading, it's the
subjective. It's
subjective. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like math. It's like okay, if I do it right. I'll get it right.
That's yeah. absolutely right.
That's what I liked about it.
You know what?
It.
That actually just gave me a light bulb moment because
Thank
I
you.
Didn't do well. I was in 4 AP classes in high school, and history and English is where I did worse, and I was crazy because that's what I was really
yeah.
good in, but that's probably why.
That's probably why. I mean, math,
wow.
it's like it's right or wrong,
yeah.
and everything else is.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. That's... I'm
I
literally losing it.
I don't know what to
it.
Say.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
Good for you. You know what? I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you too. Keep us updated.
Yeah, let us know.
I literally find out this week.
You got to keep us updated.
I'm very excited for you.
I'm happy for you.
I also think it's lovely. Like, my sister knew she wanted to be a teacher as a kid and is a teacher and loves it. And I think a lot of people who do comedy think that's not a real thing. When they're a kid, I wanted to be a comedian when I was a kid. I had no idea how to do that. It was a real thing.
Like, comedy is a thing that you can. It's so weird people are like, I want to be an actor. I want to do this. So that when you say, like, I want to be a comedian, people are like, what? Like, how do you do that? But it's like, that's an actual career that people pursue and like get successful in.
Yeah.
Because comedy is more, people don't realize that like being a comedian is more than just like doing stand up or doing improv. It's like, no, you can get jobs as like a writer in a writer's room, or you can like help people write their jokes for their stand up, or you can be a stand up. Like, there's a lot that goes into being a comedian. And also, like, people are like, how do you major in comedy in college? But there's actually a lot to learn. And if you're in a 4-year intensive program and you're just like constantly building a portfolio, you're gonna go into the real world trying to pursue comedy and be ahead of everyone, and also have contacts and connections to a bunch of other people who want to be comedians. So you will have had people who you were like building troops with, building teams with. That it's like, that's things that you can take with you into the real professional world.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, there's always a thing of like, my school had none of it. Didn't have an improv troupe at the time. So it's like, to start earlier, you know, if you know you want to do it, you do feel, like, I sometimes feel like I came in very late. You know what I mean? Even though it's like, you can come in at
any
whatever
time.
Age. Yeah. But you know what I mean? That is that feeling. Good for you. Rock on. And she has a book.
Rock on, baby. I love a young woman who says, caution to the wind. I'm doing what I want.
I'm the stage manager. And you're going to listen to me.
And you better listen.
And you are going to do acid at my house.
Yeah. And break my... And you know what?
And break my snow globe clutches.
Those snow globes, they won't get over it.
That's what I'm saying. They should have kickstarted. They should have done something.
Kickstarter.
Paid
God to all of the countries that my snow globes were from.
No.
And
how many did you lose? I need to know.
I only have maybe about 10.
No.
So I lost...
And how much glitter was all over the place?
There was glass everywhere. And I have a small dog.
No.
Hate this. I really.
You're telling me there was 190 that were broken?
Yeah.
I can't.
There were so.
That's insane.
Because they're tiny. Mom, there were a lot, right? Yeah.
Her mom is nodding yes.
Yes.
There were a lot. Were past 10.
See, I really think. I know there's like kids who did acid in this story and like people who peed on a wall and tried to climb out a window and people were hospitalized. But I'm like, we're like the fucking snow globes.
My biggest regret is leaving those snow globes out.
You don't
know.
Protect your snow globes.
I should have put them like in a case somewhere.
Can I say something? I would not have thought to do that.
I didn't think they would be a problem.
Barbaric.
I can't even think if I've seen somebody on acid. I'm sure I have, but I cannot even think. You know what
most
I mean?
Most of the time they go to somewhere. No, most of the time
they're in a tent,
like,
they
want to
touch a tree.
No, I've also like, I've seen other, like, because I live in New York City, like I've seen like some of my friends do acid. I've seen them on acid and they don't break a snow globe collection. They just like are weird and like sit in their own little corner and do their own little thing. They don't try and jump out my window and break my snow globe collection. They took 3 tabs of acid.
Oh my
god. You know what? That parent that
called
you
under 130 pounds.
That parent that called you should have been looking at his own son.
I hope he was very angry at his own son.
Yeah.
I hope
trying to find answers.
He was trying to get information.
He wanted to probably piece together
It is hard coming in hot to a hospital room. I'll say that. It is hard coming in hot there because they're already in a place that's not, you know,
they
must have
been
place.
Like, I taught you better than this. It's like that.
I thought you knew not to do that.
My son went running towards a screen window.
And he was
let
found
me
on
chat with him.
Roosevelt Island,
naked.
Which means he had to take a ferry or something, or a train.
Yeah, I heard he ended up on Roosevelt Island, I was like, in what? How did you end up there?
Oh, not
alone.
The ferry.
The tram.
The tram.
Yeah.
There's a tram.
How? You took the tram to Roosevelt Island? Why?
59th Street. Boom.
Why did you do
what
that?
What was there for you there?
Like, why? How did you end up there?
Nothing. I can't imagine.
Even the thought of losing. Even when I would get drunk in college, I would always know that my wallet was near me.
Yeah.
I'd always pick wallet phone.
Yeah.
And no. I mean, I was wasted, I'd be like, wallet phone.
Yeah.
And these guys were just like, boom.
What's really funny is the idea of like somebody mugging like this 130 pound skinny dangly white kid who's on acid.
I mean,
why do you have to punch him? I'm sure he would have just been able to take
it. Can I say something? I don't fully buy that he was punched. I feel like
you saw the photo.
Yeah, no. He hurt his face. His face is hurt.
No, his face
was his broad. Face. But yeah, I'm just like, dropped. I'm just like, did he fall on
did he fall on a pole?
Like,
rock?
I don't buy that he. I
Who
don't fully buy that?
That
he was mugged.
Who would punch
but
that?
But his phone and wallet were not there.
And that guy put his phone and wallet in the toilet.
True.
Yeah,
true.
The toilet could have mugged him.
Yeah.
He's just waking up black eye in a hospital going, I must have been mugged.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is must have been what happened.
And this must have been. And dad blamed that guy, not me.
When he sent me that photo, we were like texting and I was like, what happened? What do you remember? And he was like, I remember nothing after your house. And I was like, well, what?
That's what I'm saying. He's like, saying mugged, could have fed his wallet to a dog, truly.
Yeah.
As like a bone. And then hit himself in the head with a rock.
You
know what I mean?
Bullet.
You don't know.
You
he absolutely could have been
bullet.
Mugged. But there's also a whole other possibility.
There's a whole other world of possibilities.
Yeah, but if someone could have mugged him with his eyes closed, like, homeboy's not fighting back. I can't imagine.
I mean,
maybe. I mean, he could be scrappy. I just feel like you dodged a bullet.
He could be a taekwondo. You know, he could have taken years and years of
taekwondo. What do I know?
I don't know.
What do I know?
No.
He could be a martial arts specialist.
No one will ever know unless there's security cameras I caught that night.
No.
From like a laundromat somewhere.
Yeah. And you imagine. Or Jonathan, my doorman.
Oh.
Who watched it all go down.
The key.
Jonathan.
He's the key.
We
He's
miss you, Jonathan. Please come back.
Well, thank you so much, Ruby.
Oh, Ruby.
Thank you for having me.
How fun are you?
Everybody's got to check out Earth Hates Me.
I got to. I know. Especially the social media chapter. I just can't
because
imagine.
I really don't think I've talked to like a younger person
Never.
About that. And that's very interesting.
Well, not the full scoop.
Not the full scoop.
Not that full
scoop. Maybe a little bit of a taste.
Exactly.
But not
a little taste.
Yeah, because I have
I mean, the kids I used to nanny are on Instagram.
Yeah, my 14-year-old cousin's up, but like, I'm
They're
not
really
asking him
shoes,
the deep questions.
That thing?
Yeah.
What?
They were really into basketball shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's
wait,
a
what
thing.
Do you, wait, what?
The kids I nannied, they were really into basketball shoes.
Like buying them.
Buying
them. I didn't know it was like an app.
Like, but like $300 shoes or something insane.
No, yeah, they're
do
like
they
want to
give
really
me their shoes. So
Yeezys,
I can resell
those
them
are like a
oh,
big
yeah.
thing.
I don't know what they're called, but
yeah,
I'm even trying to remember what was big in our day. We did not have cute fashion when we were growing up. It was
we had scrunchies, and they're coming back.
2000,
they are coming back.
You.
Yeah, but when we went to college, it was bad. Like the
what
early
did we wear even I
when
remember.
I went to college in two. When I was picture me in my freshman year of college, which was 2005. I was wearing like a halter top from Hollister. These flare jeans and Tim's to the bar.
Ooh.
I mean, get me out of here doing
nice.
shots, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Rough time. You're gonna be way cuter in Emerson. God bless. We're gonna put it out there in the world,
wherever you
want, or wherever
go.
You want to go.
You
thanks
follow
guys.
Your heart.
You follow your heart. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
everyone. Please check out Ruby Carp.
You got it. And go out there and live your life with regrets
forever. Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.